common tourist.
All right, good morning. And in case we don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Truman Show, welcome, is that what we're starting out with today?
Welcome to the Truman Burbank version of podcasts. Hi, folks. Welcome back to another episode of Uncommon Tourist. We are here doing a quick summary of all of the awesomeness that is happening in September, which is really nice to see how lively the city gets after a particularly quiet and sparse August in terms of shops and things being open. So we're back to normal capacity within the city, and it is a packed month. We have two major festivals here in Barcelona, one of which is Catalan specific, and then one of which is Barcelona specific. So hitting us up on September 11th, what do we got?
Well, in September, we have La Diada. And as an immigrant to Spain, I feel like this is one of the most interesting festivals that goes on here, because it isn't just a festival, but it is the celebration of Catalans in general. Do not expect all businesses to be open, because everyone is out celebrating and in some cases protesting.
Yeah, it's a very interesting one to see that mix of people walking with their Catalan flags in the streets, and then some people are walking with Catalan independence flags on the other hand. It's an interesting energy. You really see the political standpoint come forward, but pretty much it is a combination, as you said, of demonstrations and celebrations. Usually, to be honest, a very heavy police presence, so I wouldn't worry too much if you find yourself out in the streets. The problem with it is it tends to be very congested through the city, so definitely not a day to try to get a taxi anywhere.
They'll close streets. La Via Latana, with one of the main veins that go through the Barrio Gótico, I'm sure will be shut down.
Yeah, most of the activity really takes place around the Arc de Triomphe, and then a lot of protests or marches or walks down Diagonal as well. So you'll be able to see it around the city. It is definitely a really like cultural celebration day, and it is a great day to get access to the Generalitat, which is open from 11 a.m. till 5 p.m. that day. That is one of the few days of the year that you can get access to that in Jaume Primer and head in and get a look of the inside, which is super cool. We highly recommend it. And to be honest, I think most Catalans will not be visiting that. They'll be too busy waving flags in the street. So it should actually be a relatively quiet place to go.
Yeah, they only do this a couple times during the year, on September the 11th and St. George's Day, the patron saint here of Catalonia. That is something that I would really encourage people to go to, because I think it's one of the rare days you get insight into where the regional politicians go in, where they make decisions. You get to see where the media outlets are, where they do press conferences. You get to see this really interesting historical building smack dab in the middle of Barcelona. And it doesn't look like it from the exterior, but once you go in, you see some very old tapestries. You see old art. You see some very modern art that's also in there. But for me, I'm getting tickets to go in just because, even though I've been in there before, I still want to go and experience this on a special day.
Oh, yeah. We should say it's free to enter, but you do have to do a little bit of pre-registration. So we put the link in the show notes. And como siempre, all of our links that we talk about today will be in those notes. So scan through them or drop us a message if you've got any questions. Now, the other festival we have this month that is a very big deal is La Merced. And La Merced is inconveniently structured around my birthday every year. So
what?
I know. That is
this is your birthday party.
So this is an elaborate celebration of the birth of my life, which, for those of you that are curious, is September 26th. Thank you in advance for the flowers and the cards. But La Merced itself actually starts on September 23rd. So a bit of a warm up there for me. All of the activities related to this festival are free. So what we do encourage you to do is download the app. Again, you can find it in the notes. And then that way you can track the variety of things happening across the city. But it's essentially a mix of music, art, food.
Theater.
Really, the whole city kind of comes alive.
And it's free. That's the best part about it. This is the official patron saint of Barcelona and why it's a big deal. And sometimes we talk in other episodes about Festa Mayors that are going on in other parts around Barcelona. But this is technically the Festa Mayor of Barcelona as a city of a whole. And we're going to mention other Festa Mayors that are going to go on in other parts of Barcelona here shortly, but this is the big one. And this is very exciting for me because you get to go out and experience all of this for free. Mm-hmm. It's one of the really cool things. Barcelona does a really good job of making money during tourism. They bring in a lot of money, but they also turn around and they spend it on the city. They spend it on the citizens.
So tourists come here. Tourists come back. just in case you're wondering, that's our campaign.
And even if you go through the calendar on this it's a really cool app that they've created and helps you. You can favorite your favorite things that you want to go to do, or even if you don't know what it is, go to it because it's free. I mean, it's the time you get to go see something that you otherwise don't know whether you're going to pay for it or not. So I find it that it's very worthwhile during this festival to go out.
Yeah, and it starts on September 23rd. It runs to the 29th, and then the 29th is the evening where they have the massive firework display. Usually now there's a mix of fireworks and drone sky stuff for those sci-fi people out there, the drone sky stuff. All very cool stuff going on that last night, a little bit more animal and nervous system friendly. So that tends to happen down more towards the beach. And then they have things like fireworks up at Plaza España and Montjuic. But boom, 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 the big thing happening at La Merced this year.
Can I push this one?
Do it. Ah, it's not a joke.
Oh, sorry.
Wow.
That was bad.
Wow. I didn't even know that button had that noise. Don't you have one that's like cheating?
Let's see. Let's see about this one.
There we go.
All right, yes.
The people have been waiting and their voices have been answered. We have the resurgence of the Magic Fountain this year. It will be coming back online on the 24th. That's the first evening that you'll be able to see it at 10 p.m. That is the giant fountain down near Plaza España and the bottom of Montjuïc, right in front of the National Catalan Art Gallery. And that is where you're going to see all of the movement of water happening in line with music and lights. So really, really cool to see it. It is kicking off for La Merced. It's been on a 3-year hiatus because of the droughts here in Catalonia. It is back for La Merced, and then it will run actually all the way through till December 31st. Not continuously, sadly, but if you are coming outside of the La Merced window, fear not, you have until the end of this year to be able to see it at some point. And through the winter months, it'll be Friday, Saturday, Sunday only in the evening. So check out again, the links are below to get the timings for that.
This for me is so exciting. I used to take a night tour to go see this, and as a tour guide, I see a lot of Barcelona. I see it continuously.
Sure.
This is one experience that I became a tourist, and I loved watching the Magic Fountain. And then when the drought happened and they cut off all the fountains, it was very disappointing for me personally. And I cannot wait to see this again because it is that good. Mm. It's that awesome. So I'm very excited about seeing the Magic Fountain back on.
Well, my prediction is this is going to be quite an emotional experience for people. Certainly those of us that have lived here during the drought, there has been some fair implications to that. And it was pretty emotional seeing the other fountains of the city getting switched on earlier this year. They came online around May, June time. So yeah. To see the Magic Fountain, my advice would be try to get there or around there on the 24th if you're in the city, because I do think it'll be quite a powerful experience to be part of. So yeah, La Merced, very cool. Lots of activities. All of the maps and links are below. But the festus continues. It is just a month of festivals because of my birthday, as mentioned. So
26th.
The 26th is
just
really...
Just in case you didn't get it
just
previously.
In case you didn't... Yeah. Cards and flowers, people. Cards and flowers. When I say flowers, I mean plants. Okay, anyway. Festive on...
By the way, just so a side note, Angie does... She wants to keep the flowers alive. And that's why we prefer plants, because the plants stay alive. And the flowers, you have to cut them and enjoy them, so they die.
It's somewhat sinister to send people flowers, if you think about it. Like, here's this beautiful thing that I cut off its life and sent to you.
It's going to die.
It's a little bit, it's a bit creepy. Anyway, the Mexican festival.
So this is so fascinating for me because it's like, it's the equivalent of going to England and having the 4th of July just blowing off fireworks.
Yeah.
Because Mexico, the 16th of September, gets their independence from Spain. But there are so many Mexicans that live here in Barcelona that the group of Mexicans, they have a big festival. And they have this festival in Poblenou. Excuse me, not in Poblenou, in Pueblo Español. And in this Pueblo Español festival, you're going to have luchadores, you're going to have the Mexican wrestlers, you're going to have some mariachis, you're going to have some música ranchera.
Tacos.
Tacos.
Madre mía, so many tacos. And we are here for that.
And it is just one of this little window where a bunch of Mexicans get to act silly in Barcelona. But the irony of it is that they win their independence from the country where they're having the actual festival.
It's like, yay, yeah, so, let's celebrate that we got free from you guys.
Absolutely.
So, and that they're having it in Pueblo Español, which is like little Spain.
Right. Yeah. No, there's irony just painted all over the walls here. It's a lot of fun.
And that will be on the weekend of the 13th and the 14th. Highly recommend you check it out because you will see us there. So if you're coming to the city, you want to get together with some muchachos, let us know.
Some we'll camarones. Be around.
We'll be around inappropriately talking with our strong Mexican accents and celebrating all the heritage that can be seen.
Super cool.
And the last festival that we want to mention is the Art Gallery Festival that is happening from the 18th to the 25th. That you will be able to get access into all of the art galleries around the city, doing displays, doing talks with a lot of their artists inside the spaces. So there'll be discussion evenings, there'll be shows, there'll be pop-up events happening in all of these gallery spaces. Great time to buy some art if you're visiting the city. Especially if you are coming from either Northern Europe or Northern America, the pricing here for the artists that we have in Spain is incredibly priced.
Well priced.
Market value.
Oh my gosh, it's so crazy. Great. It is so significant that the people that I meet here, they ask about what museums. I always say, yes, go to these museums and go hit up every gallery that you can find. Some of these gallery owners have artists that are now in museums, and they are, for example, the logo art or street art. It's just so good. And here, because Barcelona is on the circuit of street artists that come and travel Europe and eventually the Americas, they come through here and they make some amazing art. So this particular weekend, if you happen to be here, please go check out these galleries because you're going to find some museum-worthy art at an amazing price.
Awesome.
And there's a couple of more festivals going on, as in Barcelona doesn't have enough festivals. But you also have the Festival of Fitness that's going on. And this is going to be on the 24th of September. And it's really cool the way that they do this because there's a very large area in front of the port of Barcelona. And they transform it into a gym and they have competitions. And then there's a lot of it is also sponsored by a lot of different companies that come out here and want to attach themselves to these demographics. So if you happen to be in town for that, go to the port side, between the two towers, and there is a lot of fitness activities going on. And the second one is your workout de Leola. How do I say that? The Woodcelona.
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 There's your CrossFit teams right there.
Yeah.
So
workout daily or workout?
Workout of the day.
Workout of the day. Okay, thank you.
Or workout or die.
Workout or die.
Your choice.
Wow. Okay. Such extremes.
I think it depends where you went to CrossFit. I used to live in Denmark. We do things more seriously up there.
Well, so this is going to be going on the 12th and 14th of September. And also, it is on the outer side of Barcelona, the Park Forum. And if anyone knows anything about CrossFit, this is your jam. So we're going to have a large festival here going on as far as fitness and working out as well.
And what is kind of cool about both of these festivals that even if you don't participate, it's amazing to go along and watch these people training. It's very inspirational. Could be quite entertaining if you're standing there chugging down a gelato while you're watching them. Like, yeah, you go for it, buddy. Live my best life. But there's also, as Alvaro said, there's usually a lot of sponsorship. So if you want to try some crazy new energy drink or protein supplement, you can probably get a little sample of that. If you want to get involved, of course, we've got the links down below where you can sign up for these things if there's still space. And don't forget that Barcelona has down at the beach several outdoor sort of muscle gym spaces where you can get into calisthenics. You can do some other outdoor training in these spaces as well. And for the most part, these are very friendly communities. So please don't be discouraged if you feel a little bit intimidated. There is a lot of tanning skin going on. I'm not going to lie. Those of you that just want to spectate that, I also highly recommend it. But it's a great place to go. And if you want to connect with a community and do some training and meet people, it's actually a really fun place to do that too. And we are going to wrap up our festival style September with a shout out to the two other Festa Mayores that are happening within the city. So as Alvaro said, they have these little neighbourhoods of the city where they also do celebrations. We've talked to you a lot this year about some of the other ones. But from the 5th to the 14th of September, it's Poblenou. Yeah. Majorly fun area. It's actually a formal industrial zone as well. So it's a little bit further out of the Gothic Quarter in the city centre. But it really celebrates this identity of its time during the Industrial Revolution, its time with the factories. They have some real cool apartment buildings around there where you're basically living in like a loft apartment style thing. Amazing acoustics if you get the chance to go in one. You feel like screaming into the abyss. Great place to do it. But it's just a very kind of hipstery, slightly gentrified part of the city now. It's a really fun district. And over there, you have a ton of cool street art. There's a lot of great coffee shops and restaurants. And then during this festus, they'll have a lot of street music, community meals, people eating together, a lot of sports competitions. There's always activities for kids and stuff as well. So really cool for you to get the chance to walk around and just kind of soak up this sort of outdoor festival experience.
And they'll continue having the traditional stuff as well, where you'll have the castaels, you'll have the Bal de Fox or the firewalkers, you'll have the gigants or these giants that are walking the streets. So again, this festival, this Fest Mayor is pretty amazing. And to your point about that, if you walk around this part, keep your eyes open for chimneys. There are a lot of chimneys in Poblenou, and those always signify some part of industry that used to be there, and they keep them as memorial to constantly remind you that at one point it was not what it looks like today, but it was because of that history is what Poblenou was built on. So super cool and a great place to jump into Catalan or even Barcelona culture.
Awesome. And then the other Festival Mayor that's happening this month is in the mighty Barceloneta.
Jump in the water.
Yeah, we have some thoughts. But I have a personal issue that they start their Festa Mayor on September 26th, which, as previously discussed, folks,
is your
cards and plants session. But thank you in advance. So that is going to run from the 26th to the 5th of October. It is a beachy neighborhood of the city. I'm sure you've already been aware of Barceloneta. So not surprisingly, given its location, a lot of the activities take place on or around the sand. And so they have a lot of things like sea shanty performances, beach treasure hunts, you know, ton of live music on the boardwalk and even just down the streets as well. But they do some slightly cool things as well, like nighttime beach volleyball tournaments and activities through the evening on the sand. So it could be a fun one to check out. Unfortunately, this is one of the Festas Mayores where they try to keep all of their technology information about it offline. So it is a little hard to get much in a way of a program, but we'll put in a link to their social media stuff and you can try to check it out on Instagram.
Cool. Well, the last thing I want to say is that my friend Carlos Quintanilla is coming, my childhood friend, and he's going to come visit Barcelona. So I'm very looking forward to seeing Carlos.
Thanks for the birthday shout out. I feel really seen. Anyway, yes, Carlos, looking forward to you coming to the city. Dude. And the last thing I want to mention is actually on September 22nd, fall begins. So that is then the movement of the autumnal or fall equinox or equinox, depending on what side of the planet you're from. We will continue, as Texan in Scotland, to have a debate on that one. But
I love the equinox.
And I like an equinox, so we're all good. But I really love this time of year because it's really, even though Barcelona still stays relatively warm in temperatures, especially for a Scot, you can see how nature is starting to transform and change. And whether you're in the city or you're getting out towards the Collserola National Park or up in towards the Pyrenees, you really see the movement of that fall autumnal energy starting to kick in. And you can feel it in the way that people are living as well. We've really started to come down out of that high energy summer chaos, if you like, into something that feels a little bit more grounded, a little bit more paced. And please, please choose wisely when it comes to your beverages of choice in this season. For those of you that need a support group to get away from anything pumpkin and spice, we can help you with our extensive knowledge of specialty coffee through the city. For those of you that do want to participate in that, please unfollow the podcast, and we have thank you for your time and attention up until this point.
Okay. All right. Did you get it out?
I feel good. Okay. That was my birthday gift to myself.
All right. Very cool. Happy birthday, by the way.
Thanks very much.
All right. We'll be talking to you soon.
Have a great September.